The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
There are some words about the practice this morning. It was interesting to sit here and meditate with that loud, was it one of the dentist drills? I don't know what they were doing, a sawing. I don't know what was happening out there. There are three qualities or three different aspects of meditation, usually associated with concentration meditation, which can be a very useful element for meditation. I think they come with the development of the strong presence that concentration develops, and also the strong presence that strong mindfulness develops. So the first quality is that of seclusion. There's a way in which, even though we might have our senses open to the world around us, there's a way in which, as a sense of presence or samadhi or awareness becomes strong, it sometimes, for me, it kind of feels like a bubble. And I'm kind of very content sitting inside this bubble of awareness, the bubble of presence. And whatever else is going on, kind of outside that bubble, doesn't really bother me. It's kind of just there, maybe as incidental rather than something front and center. One of the qualities that may be somehow connected for me to this idea of this bubble is the idea of being, is the ancient image of a pillar. That's in the ancient world, they built these pillars in front of the town, cities, that were maybe, I don't know how long they were, but say they were 30, 40 feet long, and half of them we buried underground, so that it was really stable, and it wouldn't go anywhere because it was so deep, buried so deep. So the idea that we have this sense of presence or stability, we're grounded and rooted here in a very strong way, and in that strong, rooted presence, it's not like we're wishy-washy or empty in some kind of naive spiritual way, but we're really here in a solid, strong way. And it's strength of solidity being here. There's also can be a sense of being in this bubble or presence or sense of being secluded from being impacted by things going around us. So for me, when I was sitting here, I was certainly aware of that sound. But for most of the time I was sitting here, it didn't bother me. It was just kind of, it was kind of outside my bubble, kind of. So didn't, was there that part trouble. And then part of this, one of the things that kind of add the strength to the practice, it brings some strength or power to the practice, and it's related to the seclusion, are two other qualities called, usually in English it's called the initial application of attention and the sustained application of intention. I think this expression could almost be misstated. It would be almost as accurate. It's the initial application of intention and the sustained application of intention. The intention here, attention is being used in a particular way where there's certain intentness where we're using it. We're intentionally directing the attention to something like the breath. And then there's a certain strength, a different kind of strength that involves, once we're directing it there, to sustain it there. Some people are very good at coming back from wherever the mind wanders off, but they haven't really developed the strength to then sustain the attention, to keep it there for a while. So there are two kinds of strengths. So those three work very well together. This sense of seclusion. Seclusion tends to arise when there's a strong intent of the initial application of attention and the sustaining, keeping it, hanging in there with what we're paying attention to. So a third, fourth thing that I might want to say is that I think one of the things that really feeds and supports mindfulness practice is curiosity and investigation of what's actually going on as we experience our life, as opposed to what's going on, in the moment, as opposed to what's going on with, I have to pay my taxes and how am I going to do it, and, my mind wanders off. But how do we actually use our mind? How do we use the different factors of mind? Do we kind of explore the territory? So one of the things you might do this morning, if you're interested in, explore these three areas for yourself, or some of them. What is your experience of seclusion or strong presence that lets everything else kind of be incidental. You just really feel rooted here. Is that something that's available to you? Can you evoke it? And then which is stronger for you as you try to be present in the moment? The initial application of attention, and you come back and place your attention on the breath or on your feet or wherever you pay attention? Or is that strong, but the sustained application of attention, is that weak? You don't hang in there. You don't stay present. You wander off right away. And is there some way to understand how these work for you, to explore them and see, can you kind of strengthen them a little bit, keep them more focused? So you may do walking meditation. How often do you come back to your feet as you walk? How often, and then once you're back, what is it like staying there? Kind of explore and be curious. What's it like? Can I stay there? How do I stay there? What do I have to do to keep my attention on the feet as I walk, my body as I walk? Be curious. Now, curiosity and interest without any shoulds or expectation of what, just that very thing there keeps you mindful and explores this, supports it. So I hope you have a nice morning. Enjoy yourself. Thank you.